The PK Podcast.
Welcome back to the PK Podcast.
This is Juan Rodriguez.
This is Nicholas Rodriguez.
And we are your hosts.
We are your hosts. Juan Rodriguez, pastor. Nicholas Rodriguez, kid. Pastor's kid. PK. Pastor's kid podcast. PK podcast.
Welcome.
Yes.
Here we are, where we talk about life.
Love.
And spirituality.
Through the eyes of a pastor and his
son.
Oh my gosh, we're so good at this. Can you believe we've been, this would be, what? This is
Season three. Right.
We don't know what episode this will land on, but we do know that this is, how many recordings? This is the seventh recording we've done for this season?
Yes.
That's 7 plus 15 plus 10.
That's 32
episodes.
32 episodes. And we only do it for you, the listeners.
For you.
Who are interested still in hearing what we have to say.
And, you know, interestingly enough, you all, if you want, can go ahead and you can leave your little comments. Saying that my mom made you cry on her episode, even though my was devastated that I did not edit down her episode to like 20 minutes, and I instead left that thing like a solid hour
more than
of her
hour.
Going off. Yep, she wanted me to cut out all of her crying. She wanted me to cut out, and I said, Mom, you don't get it. This is probably going to be the most impactful episode.
We are referring to the last episode of season two,
which was the build-up, because for all of season one, we were like, man, we want Mom on the podcast so bad. And then we got her.
On the 25th episode.
On the 25th episode of the podcast as a whole.
15th episode of season two.
So it was just like, you know, it was a big payoff. And so I wanted it to be a big deal. I wanted it to be raw.
The most listened to podcast.
Of course it is. And I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was this was the Infinity Wars. This was the end game of the PK podcast, right?
It's crazy how many people have listened to it.
Crazy how many people listen to it. People, are you going to check right now?
I'm going to find out right now. People stop her in the grocery store.
No, they don't.
They did. You should tell her.
Serious?
She should tell you. She didn't tell you about the person that stopped her in the grocery store?
If she did, I don't remember.
Last week in Publix.
Was it someone that she knew?
Yes. We went to college with them.
Okay.
But she had just discovered the podcast, and she heard her podcast.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying, is that you guys can all do this. You guys can stop my mom. You can bring the paparazzo over to her, and you can do all this kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is that I don't see you leaving any 5-star reviews. So if the podcast made you cry, because I know it made some people cry. People have told me it made them cry, right? Then leave us a little 5-star review saying, this podcast made me cry. Thank you, PKers and PK podcasters. And then, you know, it doesn't take that long, but it genuinely. And this is what's important about this. I don't want to push it too much.
Yeah, you're talking a lot about this.
But I do want to say that by getting good reviews, we actually get put on featured pages.
Ooh.
For spirituality and religion when it comes to podcasts.
Leave your reviews then.
And then more people can discover us. And I'm not trying to have any advertisements or anything like that.
Unless you want to sponsor us, we'll take it.
Unless you want to sponsor us, we'll take it. But we make millions of dollars off of this anyways.
Right.
Right? So, but the idea is that, you know, if more people get to hear this, that's amazing.
Yes.
The reach out, right? That's, you know, I think it's important that more people outside of the Christian community hear about this.
Right.
You know,
we got important things we're talking about.
We got important things we're talking about.
Super
and
important.
People even outside of the Seventh-day Adventist community, because I know a lot of Seventh-day Adventists listen to this. Where my Baptists at? Listen to this. Where my Catholics at? Listen to this. Get some info. You know, we're talking about more than just. We don't say, you know what's really important, Dad. The seventh day of the week, the Sabbath.
Yes.
And we had an episode about that. But, you know, other episodes were talking about my dreams, which, by the way, that would be a good episode to do as a Dreams 3.0.
You have another dream?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, I could talk about like three dreams.
Oh, my word.
Easy, like it was nothing.
Mercy.
But anyways, fact of the matter is that I would love if this reached more people. I want to be able to get more guests. You know that
yes.
span across.
If you want to be a guest in the PK podcast, let us know.
Yeah, send an email. We were supposed to have a couple of guests, but those didn't work out. Unfortunately,
right. it's hard to schedule around our time.
It's hard to schedule, and it's hard to. Stay away from that. Talk about some PK podcast behind the curtains, because you know you don't want to expose anybody.
No exposing.
But you know, yeah, schedules don't always work out, and things don't always work out, and blah 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 blah, whatever. Point is a better word for networking, branching out. Finding people, finding audiences, you know, because we have our audience.
But I think we've talked about this enough.
Yeah, have we?
Yes.
Sorry, I suck really at not going on a tangent because
right,
this
right.
is a solid like 5 minute long tangent I've
no,
been on
we're
about
good.
This.
We're good. Yes. Subscribe, whatever.
Subscribe, whatever. Yeah. Who
share,
cares? Who cares?
Like, blah.
You know what?
Blah,
don't do anything. Don't even.
That'll be super cool.
Just get out of here.
Hey. But today's episode is about...
Well, wait. You said you were looking at the listeners for how many people listen to Mom's podcast. Did you give up on that?
No. I have it right here.
All right,
it's
what is
still
it?
The most listened to one. We have 183 listeners.
Dang.
183.
That's a chunk.
That's a chunk of people.
It's like, what, half the population of Earth? 80%?
Yeah, not even one.
Least of America?
No.
Okay, so anyways... Yeah, so today's episode is about
maturity. Are you maturing the way you want to mature out there?
Maturing.
Even.
Growing up.
Some would even say adulting.
Ew. That is probably my least favorite term.
My kids hate that word.
It's just not. It's for.
I like it.
For something that's supposed to be
adulting,
exclusively about maturing and growing up, it's such a baby word. And I think
adulting.
That's why I don't like it. Adulting. Adulting.
That's right.
Because adult is not a verb.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can't adult. You are an adult.
Well, you might be an age, but that doesn't
mean
you are.
No, but what I'm saying is that
your brain.
when you mentally become an adult, right? You don't adult to get to that point,
right?
Like when people go, I'm so bad at adulting,
right?
Ew.
It's because they're not good at being an adult.
Yeah, but why do you gotta sound like such a little baby when you say it? Maybe that's why you're so bad at being an adult.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not trying to come at your throat. I'm not trying to come at you. If you want to say that, go ahead and say that, you know?
Especially if you're young.
If you're young, if you're beautiful, if you're kind, if you, you know, if I'm in love with you, you can say it all you want. I'm not going to get mad at you, right? You can still say it, but it doesn't mean I like it.
Right. Okay.
But, you know.
Nobody's talking about adulting.
Yeah, nobody's living to please me, right? So,
maturity,
growing up, is something
growing
that
up.
I think specifically the reason why it even came to mind to talk about was because it's something that I think I had this epiphany recently.
Epiphany
with when I was talking to one of our other guests, Dan.
Dan
I was in a car with Dan.
Pastor Dan
Pastor
Katangai.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
He's graduating this year.
This semester he's graduating.
And coming down to the Florida Conference.
Dang, you really throwing him out there.
I'm throwing him out there because it's the truth. I only speak truth.
There he is. So anyways, so I was talking to Dan about this, and I was really, you know, we were really going in about how growing up really is like a decision you have to make. Right. It's not just the thing that comes with age.
That's the truth.
Right. The reason why it's something that's expected to happen later on in your life is because you don't really know what it means to grow up until you've experienced a certain amount of things in your life.
Mm.
Right. So but listen, man, if you're from another country, from another culture, and you're 14 years old, people expect you to grow up at that point. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they make sure that you've had a certain amount of experience and a certain amount of things happen in your life so that you can grow up at
right.
that point. That's why, like, if you're a part of that culture and you just get babied, right, and you're 14 and they're like, here, take this. You know, you officially have the responsibilities of an adult just like the rest of us. You're going to be terrible, right, because mm-hmm. you haven't been provided the experiences and the you know, really the training that life gives you to grow up, because it's something of training, right? Like, bad things will happen to you at certain ages. You'll have bullies. You'll have hard work. You'll have responsibilities. And, you know, we all have flaws, right? Procrastination, that's my big one. Mm-hmm. Procrastination, you know, mm-hmm. poor time management abilities. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're lazy. Maybe you're too uptight. You know, stuff like that. That, you know, you learn to better and you learn to go through all this. But then at some point, you got to go, okay, now it's not about being told that I have to get these things together and knowing that I have to get these things together. Now it's about getting these things together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's about actually doing it.
Right.
The best example I can think of is that when I was a kid, I didn't brush my teeth until I was told to brush my teeth.
It's nasty.
I know. I was disgusting.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So around a certain time before you guys went to bed, you go, Nico, brush your teeth. And then I'd go, okay, I've been directed to do it, so now I'm going to do it. Right? If I wasn't directed to do it, I wasn't going to brush my teeth. If nobody told me to go to bed, I wasn't going to go to bed. If I got home and you guys didn't immediately tell me, Nico, go do your homework, I wasn't doing my homework.
Wow.
I was waiting to be told to do my homework.
I'm glad you started brushing your teeth by yourself when you were 18.
Whoa! 18? What? I did not wait to brush my teeth by myself until I was 18. That is huge.
Yeah.
No. But the point of all that is that a big part of growing up, not the only part of growing up, but a big part of growing up is just doing things because you know you have to do them. And if you want something, doing things that you have to do to get the thing that you want without anybody telling you that those are the things you have to do.
Mm.
Right? You go, okay, I want money. You know, I want to get more money. I'm going to go get a job. Maybe two. Right? So getting sources of income without being like, I wish I had money.
Right.
And then just sitting there waiting for somebody to tell you, then maybe you should get a job, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because regardless if that person goes, maybe you should get a job, and then you go and get a job, that wasn't being an adult.
Right.
It wasn't. Because you really had to wait for someone to suggest to you to get a job so you could make cash.
Exactly.
Like, that's something you need to, you know, start figuring out for yourself.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of it is something that I've learned this past semester at college because, you know, there were a lot of things. Like, the first year was a lot of me coming to you guys for school stuff, mm-hmm. right? And this past semester, whenever I had a financial issue or I had an academic issue, I had to talk to professors, I had to talk to student finance, I had to get back to them immediately. I've been really learning how to just know when I'm supposed to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? And I've been really slow with some of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I should pat myself on the back or anything,
mm-mm.
but I do think but I do think that it's important to note that I have always done it now, mm-hmm. this past semester. I always did it, mm-hmm. right? I always talked to them. I always did that. Even if it took me a week to actually get to it. Nobody ever told me, maybe you should, not even my friends, maybe you should do this, right?
Right.
I would be like, okay, I have to do this now,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I do it. I'm not saying that I'm the perfect adult or the perfect grown-up because now I've suddenly realized my responsibilities. No, I still have terrible time management. I still have terrible planning. I am the most go with the wind, mm-hmm. dude, when it comes to
life.
Okay. When it comes to life, yeah.
Exactly.
I am. And the worst part is that works against me because I also have anxiety. So, like, mm-hmm. if I get really anxious about something, it's probably because I didn't plan for anything.
Exactly.
Right. So it's kind of like
planning is your friend.
It's like self-sabotage, essentially.
You are.
But the idea of me learning how to plan and how to manage my time, mm-hmm. combined with me being someone who naturally goes with whatever's happening, mm-hmm. right? That goes with the wind. If I combine those things, I can become a very spontaneous and a very responsible, planned out, well-managed person.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great, is like the balance that you're supposed to have.
Right.
Right? So that isn't something you just wait for, essentially. Like something you go, man, I can't wait until I can do all that. Mm. Like that's so dumb. You know what I mean? And that's something I realize that a lot of people go, you know, I just don't feel like an adult. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like an adult. I still feel like a kid, right? Then start feeling like an adult. Do it. It's really like, you know, trust me, this is coming from somebody who overthinks everything.
Yes.
I am the worst at overthinking. It is terrible, right? Mm-hmm. I have very bad mental habits. But coming from me, right? I'm not saying that it's easy, but I am saying that it's simple.
Mm.
All you got to do is say, all right, here we go, and then do it. You're an adult now, right?
Yeah.
It's something that I think is also important to say out loud,
mm-hmm.
right? And on this car ride with Dan, I said, Dan, I'm tired of feeling like a kid that is in an adult's position,
mm.
right? And has to deal with the responsibilities of an adult or fill an adult's shoes,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not going to be able to raise a kid like this.
Nope.
I'm not going to be able to hold a career like this.
Certainly not.
Right? So I'm ready to be an adult, and I'm ready to follow through with that instead of just saying, like, because I think that it's very easy to say something, and then you go, all right, I did it. And then you just don't do anything to follow up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that really is just the equivalent to waiting for the adulthood to come to you,
right?
I'm talking about making the actual decision, like, almost like setting your alarm to wake up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying, it's not going, all right, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 9, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up at 10, and you go, man, I said I was going to wake up at 9, but I woke up at 10.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I said I was going to wake up at 9. No, I'm talking about setting your alarm for 8:50 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
waking up, turning off the alarm, and getting out of bed.
Yes.
Right? So that you're actually up at 9. Because that, like, give yourself some time. This is like a 10-minute process to actually, like, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Give yourself some time. Be smart about it. Wake up. Wake up at 9. Do whatever tradition it is you have to be fully awake. Get your coffee. Get your run. Eat your breakfast. You know, read your book. Do whatever you have to do.
That's right.
And then do it. That, the equivalent of being an adult, is saying, all right, it's time. I'm ready for it. I'm going to be an adult. And then waking up the next morning, looking at the schedule you made the night before, reading it off, going through the checklist, doing all the work you have to do, and then only when you are truly, when you truly have free time, you split that free time up, right? 50% of free time is for doing absolutely nothing if you truly have that free time, doing absolutely nothing. The other 50% of that free time is doing personal productive projects, hobbies, right? Maybe building something, maybe right. writing something, something right. that is, you know, if nothing else, it feeds your motivation to do something, you know, instead of going, oh, I'm truly only motivated by my responsibility. No, I'm also motivated because this is something I want to do. And so I'm going to take all the pieces and I'm going to build my little model kit like an old man, my train set.
Or right. Legos.
Or Legos, if you're a little baby. But
you're like a little boy, little girl.
Or an adult who likes Legos. You can like Legos as a big adult.
Yes.
Point is that in that car, I looked at Dan and I said, Dan, I don't know about you, man, but I'm ready. So right here, I'm going to say it. Right here. I am an adult now.
Bam.
I am a grown man.
You're a grown man.
I am no longer a kid. I'm a grown man. It has nothing to do with my age. It has to do with what I'm saying right now, what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to do the next day.
Really?
I'm going to wake up. I'm going to run like I've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get back into the stuff I've been doing. I've been literally 80% of my days on this break when I didn't have the stomach flu.
Yes.
80% of my days were spent on my computer working on personal projects.
Mm.
Or frequently I'd be checking my school email, which is, I mean, I'm on Christmas break.
Right.
I'm not getting anything important, but I'd like to make a habit of checking my school email.
Good.
Right? Because when school is actually happening, I don't check my school email.
You should probably check it. That's probably when you should check it.
Exactly. So right. What I'm saying is that if I make a habit of doing it when I'm not in school, you know that I'm going to be looking at it when I am at school.
Hopefully that will happen.
Well, it'd be good. The idea is that I would feel really silly if I didn't, and then I'd just be kind of embarrassed for myself.
And you wouldn't be an adult.
And I wouldn't be acting like an adult. You're right. I wouldn't be.
That's right.
So, you know, I think that responsibility and all this kind of stuff, like when I was in high school, it was big. Like me being like, man, I just don't feel like I'm a responsible person. You know, this is a big flaw of mine. And then I just continue? That's so foolish.
Mm.
You know, you go, man, I really don't feel like a responsible person. I should probably grow up. You know, boom, grow up. Did it in that car. I said, Dan, I'm grown up now. And you know, now look at me. I got $1 million. I got a beautiful wife and kids.
Wow.
Living in a mansion.
Hey.
I got the new Louis Vuitton Air Force Ones.
Ooh.
Got the new Hublot Murakami watch.
Okay. That sounds very adulting.
Man, you're a funny guy. What do you got to say about this? I've been talking for 20 minutes straight. What?
Wow, 20 minutes?
Isn't that funny?
You've been talking about this for 20 minutes.
I've been talking about this for 20 minutes.
You've been talking about your experience of maturing.
Yeah.
Your experience of growing up.
Yeah. And it really is also about, like, childish events that take place in your life,
mm-hmm.
not taking them seriously.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I mean? Like something lame happening, like, I don't know. What's an example I can give that isn't connected to any real life events? like something like I don't even know, man. I don't know. So somebody at work like bullying you. You know, like imagine going to your job and somebody be like, "What's up, fart face?" and like knocking over your paperwork. Like imagine going home and being like, "I hate that guy. This guy's ruining my days at work." Imagine really being pressed over that. Like truly being an adult. Is looking at that guy and going, bro, I'm trying to get my work done. I'm getting paid for this, right? So if you keep on doing this, I'm going to have to take action. And I have to talk to somebody. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going home and crying about this. You're not actually affecting me. I'm going home. I'm making some spaghetti, right? I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to kick my feet up. And then I'm going to knock out. I'm going to sleep like a baby, right? If childish things that happen in your life are keeping you up at night, then there's more you have to work on.
Right.
Right? Which is huge for me. Childish things keep me up at night all the time.
Mm.
Right? Isn't that dumb?
That's very childish.
Exactly. Which is why I need to get rid of it.
That's right. Right? Be an adult.
Be an adult. Now, I'm not saying you can't be funny, you can't do fun things, you can't do childlike things. I think it's very important to keep a wonderment, right? To feel that some things are just like special and magical and wonderful for no good reason, right? Go, have fun, do fun things, you know? Plan fun things just for the sake of them being fun, right?
Right, right.
That's okay. And even, you know, keeping the wonder of a child. Isn't there something in the Bible that God says about, you know, the child, something about faith and something?
I'm sure the Lord says something about a child and faith or something.
Well, he says something about the having the wonder of a child.
Right, yeah. I have to look that up. I don't think he ever actually used wonder, but
something of a child.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that
if you have the faith of a child.
Exactly, because a child would look at Mickey Mouse and go, "That dude is real."
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah,
so therefore
believe something.
Exactly. So you pull up to a kid with a Bible and you go, "You know, this is all real?" That mm-hmm. kid's gonna go, "Yes, sir. Okay, mm-hmm. I mess with this," right? He's going to be hyped about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up to me with the Bible if I go, "I don't know if that's really realistic. That right. could have actually happened." No. You need to keep that faith. Keep that open mind, you know? Mm-hmm. And that applies to your daily life. Have fun. Go believe that if you walk around the streets, you know, safely at night with a group of people, right? And you're just like hitting the streets, maybe going to a restaurant, maybe a... you know, go to a park or something, you know, in reality, it's like, how does that really benefit me? You know, no, have fun. That's just as beneficial. You know, spend your free time doing something that's going to make you feel good. You know, I don't know. That tangent number two, I've officially now spent 24 minutes talking about this.
Wow.
Go, Dad. Release yourself.
Well, I've been an adult for a long time.
Yeah, this is a good perspective.
Yeah.
When were you like, okay, it's time to grow up?
When was like, it's time to grow up? Let me think. I believe I've had a few encounters of when I said to myself, it's time to grow up. I think the first encounter was when I went off to college by myself. I was 18 years old. And it wasn't like I had a car or anything like that. I was in the dorm and stuff like that. But I realized, oh, I have to wash my clothes.
Yep, yep.
Oh, I have to schedule my life around school and work.
Yep.
Oh, you know, it's not about high school anymore. It's about what I'm doing right now will actually impact my career in the future.
Yep.
So I have to really work hard at these grades and not be like, oh, I'm going to pass anyways. But no, I want to do well. I want to actually get A's. I want to be able to do a good interview when they come and interview me for a real job outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one time. That's one time that I felt like that. Another time was when I got engaged. I was about to get married. Because I got married the summer before my last year in college.
That's insane.
And so we had to find a place, an apartment.
Yep.
And the Lord led us in that, so that was really good. It was still they call it the married apartments at Southern.
At Southern. So yeah, it's like Boy Meets World.
All the families were there and people that were married, and so that was cool. But that was still like a growing up encounter because no longer was I in a dorm with a bunch of guys that I could stay up late at night and do whatever I wanted. Now I had more responsibility. I had a job. I had things that needed to be done. And so those things, you know, made me think, okay, I got to be an adult now. And then also having to get a job that will not just help pay for school, but now will have to help pay for life.
Yeah.
You know, and
for your place, for your wife.
Place, and then my wife also, she worked full time. She worked full time because I was going to school full time.
Yep.
So, you know, those were moments that I had to realize, okay, I'm going to have to work at a job until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I work the closing shift at Taco Bell and drive back
to
the mountains at nighttime. So all those were adulting encounters for me to get mature in my life. And also bills, you know. Now we got different kinds of bills, not just a school bill and stuff like that. So it's real life bills. And so all those encounters. And then the other time where I felt, of course, when I got a job, not a job that I actually came to Florida, but when they asked me to go to the seminary and they sponsored my way up there, that was another time where I encountered, okay, now I got to, you know, find a place, and this is no longer marriage housing. We actually had to rent a place outside of the campus. I was getting a small paycheck from the conference, but also I had to get a job. So I was working, and then my wife was working too, and she was going to school. And so having this house outside of the campus, all that kind of stuff made us feel like adults. And then, of course, while our last year there, my wife gets pregnant with your oldest brother. So no, I'm thinking adulting in a totally different spectrum.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, I'm a dad. Am I going to help this child or am I going to raise a psycho?
You're going to ruin it.
I'm going to ruin this human being inside of my wife.
Man, that is crazy.
So all those points of my life. And then I think probably the last one was when we graduated, I'm no longer in school. I'm actually going to work inside of a church with people that I do not know. That whole scenario of just thinking about that, you know, was crazy. And so I actually had these thoughts of like maturing, getting older, adulting, all that kind of stuff when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Actually, before I went to high school, when I was in middle school, I was like, oh no, now things are going to be different because I'm going to high school.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
no,
that's
going
to be changed. And then when I was in high school, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to college. And then I graduated from seminary. I'm like, oh, I'm actually going to work in a place with other human beings.
Yeah, yeah.
So all those moments of my life were moments where I felt like I had to grow up.
Well,
and grow up into this new new chapter of my life.
I think that maturing, adapting, and changing, right, I feel like that's definitely something that has to happen multiple times, right? Because you're consistently going to have different experiences, right? I guess when I talk about, like, the one event of being, like, it's time to be an adult, right? It's not necessarily to say that once you fully decide to make that, you never have to change again to become better right. and more mature. It's yeah. more so just to say, like, overall encompassing responsibility, right? There is a moment where you have to be like, okay, I'm an adult. I'm at an age where I've had a certain amount of experiences where I need to start looking at my life through the lens of an adult,
right?
So that when you have your kid, instead of going, oh, no. Well, you're panicking, you know, you're having this kid, you don't know what to do, you're not sure if you're going to have the money, you're kind of losing your mind, blah, 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 blah. Instead, right. you're like, dang, this is crazy. I'm going to have to switch some things up. Yep. You know, because that's the mature adult way of looking at it.
Exactly.
Right? You're still going to have to change some things. You're still going to have to, you know, make sure that now it's not just about being responsible for yourself. Now it's about being responsible for somebody else.
Right.
Right. Because I think making the decision to be a good adult and a good grown-up is probably, I would say, is just as, if not a little bit less important than it, well, let me say it like this. It's the precursor decision to making the decision of, okay, I'm going to make the decision now to be a good parent.
Right.
Right? I'd say it's, you know, okay, I'm an immediate adult. I'm going to be responsible. You can do that. You can make that decision at any point in your life based off your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To throw away when it comes to baggage and when it comes to things that you were done wrong with and all this kind of stuff and be like, that's not – I cannot dwell on that. I cannot victimize myself. I cannot do all this kind of stuff. I'm responsible for what I'm responsible for, and that's what's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff, you do that. And then later on, once you make the decision to have a kid, you have to be like, all right, now I'm a parent. Now I'm responsible for you, right, until you get to a certain point. I'm supposed to bring you to this point, make sure that you're the best possible person that you can be of what I can do for you, while I can do what I can for you, right?
Right.
So it's a, you know, I think you did a pretty good job with that.
Well, thank you.
You did okay.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I mean, here I am. We're recording this podcast, right? So I don't know. Is that good? Do you think it's a product of you being a good father?
Oh.
Or do you think that's a product of like you did nothing and now I'm just this is just who I am. Like, I'm like, Dad, we should do a podcast. And you're like, wow, I can't believe this is the kind of guy that my son is. He wants to do a podcast with his dad. What a freak.
I think that the journey of the, you know, doing the podcast is a little bit probably different. I think that when it comes to raising children is coming to a realization in your adult life.
Yeah.
That loving these little things that are coming into your life, little beings, little human beings, loving them should be something that you are able to prioritize over loving yourself and what you want for yourself.
Yeah.
I think a part of becoming a mature adult is understanding the powerful understanding of love, you know, and love means sacrifice. Love means putting others before yourself. Love means putting your kids before yourself. And I think that immature parenting are those parents who want to do their own thing.
Right, right.
And don't prioritize their kids.
Kids are just in the way.
Right. And I think that in that sense, I know that I tried my best to be able to prioritize my sons over things that I wanted to do or goals and dreams that I had or whatever that might be.
We ruined your dreams.
That kind of stuff is just something that I think a mature adult does. So, yeah, I think that in the span of my journey, I've had different moments where maturing and becoming an adult was an important thing. And I think that, you know, I think that sometimes people struggle with it, and then it gets kind of scary because then you turn older, and they talk about the midlife crisis, that people all of a sudden revert to doing things they wanted to do when they were younger because they were putting those things aside. And I would say that, you know, that causes situations, right? That causes situations like buying toys that you wanted when you were younger. Or
I never even looked at it this way. That's a good description of it, reverting.
And then also having someone having an affair with someone because
classic.
Because you're not happy with the person that you're married to.
Or just so because you want to feel young again and you want to
feel young
have your pick of the litter.
You know, and I think all of that is surrounded by a true understanding of what love is about.
Right.
Right? So I love my life. I don't need anything to make me happier.
Yeah.
You know? I love my wife. I don't need anybody else to make me happier.
Let's go.
So I think that, again, having a mature love is what enables you to move forward in a healthy way and continue to learn and grow and continue being adulting even in the midlife. Yeah. Continue being adulting.
What?
Into your midlife crisis. Because in your midlife crisis, you're like,
man, that was such a baby sentence.
I'm gonna continue maturing here because I don't have to revert to immature ways of thinking.
Did you ever have that? At any point, did you have anything that was even reminiscent of a midlife crisis? Like, I know you didn't go and buy toys, right? I know you didn't have an affair, I don't think.
No.
Right?
Okay.
I know you didn't get any tattoos.
No, that has nothing to do with...
Well, no, some people do that because it was like, oh, I always wanted to get a sleeve when I was young. Right, yeah. So then you go and you get a sleeve.
Right,
or it's like, can't believe I missed out on that opportunity when I was a young chap.
I'm not into pain, and since henceforth, you know, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
we don't even got to talk about tattoos on the podcast, guys. This is a Christian podcast. We don't want to.
I'm just saying, I'm not into pain.
No, I know. I'm just saying that because I'm so terrible at tangents.
Right,
I could. Talk about that for...
All right, let's not.
We don't have to. That's not what the podcast is about.
So when it came to me, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to... You know, one thing that I've always wanted, but that's as a little kid, is my favorite car in the whole world, to get a Lamborghini Countach.
Countach?
Yes. Beautiful car.
Let me look at this.
Any rich people out there that listen to this podcast that want to hook me up?
You don't even have to leave a 5-star review if you get my dad a Countach.
I'm here for you. I'll take it. But yeah, you know, I think that... Yeah, I'm not into reverting in a midlife crisis.
I don't think anybody's into it.
Well,
they just do it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not into it. I'm not into going back.
But you never did it. Nothing reminiscent of it.
I haven't done anything that I can think of.
You didn't go and buy a bunch of Miami Dolphins merch. You didn't try to like.
No,
force,
people buy that for me. That's right. Great.
You didn't force your sons to be like football players because you knew that you weren't going to be a football player.
Yeah, like that was my mistake, though. I should have forced them to love football.
Well, you kind of tried to, where you would be like,
I didn't do well enough.
You'd go, Nico, come outside with me for a second. And I'd come outside and you'd have a football and you'd go, I'm going to show you how to make a play. Right? And you go on the football and you show me how to make a play, and then we run the play and you go, that was good. Let's do it again. And I was like, man, this is crazy. why am I dad doing this right now?
Yep. And so, yeah, I don't think I ever went to, I haven't yet. See, I'm going to be 50 this year.
Yeah, but midlife crisis happens even earlier than that.
It does sometimes. Yeah, it can happen later. It depends on the person. So anyways, yeah, I haven't experienced that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Good on ya. Do you think, if you were to have one, what do you even think you'd do?
I don't know.
Okay. Sure.
I'd get a car and drive really fast.
That's not safe. You already do that.
So I was in a trip and what was it? New Mexico. I had to go to New Mexico.
You
for
were
some
tripping
meeting.
On New in New Mexico?
I was on a trip. I was on a business trip.
So get this. I never had a midlife crisis before, but when I was 38, I was tripping in New Mexico.
I was on a business trip a few years ago before COVID.
Uh-huh.
And I went to a small airport, and I had gotten a rental, you know, just a regular small car rental. I was by myself.
Yeah.
And the lady said, oh, we're out of those cars. It is okay if we give you a Mustang.
Oh, yeah, I remember this story. You were losing your mind.
I said, why, yes.
You were losing your mind. It was new, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That lady gave me a Mustang. I got on the interstate during the day, the next day, because I didn't know where I was going at nighttime, so I didn't do anything crazy at nighttime.
Yeah.
But the next day, I took that thing to the interstate. That baby went from 0 to 70 in seconds. It was the greatest thing ever.
Zero and to 70, were you on the highway?
I was in the interstate, yeah, with other cars. And then I went up into the mountains.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
How fast were you going in the mountains?
I don't even remember. I got scared, though. I stopped going that fast.
That is, that, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe midlife crisis, fast cars and
you,
me.
You had a crisis moment.
Had a crisis moment. That's what I had, a midlife crisis moment. It was awesome.
You know what my dream car is, Dad?
What's your dream car?
My dream car is a Mercedes AMG GT 53.
Wow.
Four-door.
Amazing. Coupe. I'd like to get a Tesla.
Yeah, I mean, that's the classic, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you can operate it with your phone, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, I just don't know. Yeah. I don't think I like the design of Teslas.
I don't care, but I want to operate with my phone.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that kind of makes sense considering that you are the dude who likes like RC helicopters and stuff. I feel like this is the RC helicopter equivalent to a car.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could also play Mario Kart in the dashboard, you know that?
I didn't know that.
You can play Mario Kart in the dashboard.
Wow.
With your wheel.
That's weird. While you're driving?
I don't imagine you can do it while you're driving, considering the consequences.
Considering death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if the screen projected little items on the road.
Talking about maturing, we really hope this happens to cars.
That would be so cool. That'd be something. But no, it'd actually be really dangerous because then you try to get an item and then get in a car crash.
I'm down with cars that will take me anywhere and I don't have to drive.
Oh, like the Incredibles car?
Like any car that takes me anywhere where I don't have to drive.
Well, you still have to drive a Tesla.
Right. But I'm looking forward to cars.
To having a car that you don't have to drive at all.
Yes.
You know, the cars where, like, you park them and then you get outside and you're like, all right, I'm at the front of Walmart now. And you go, and the car auto drives over to you to pick you up.
Super cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. Well, enough about maturing and adulting.
That was a pretty cool That was a pretty cool episode about maturity.
So the question is, as we end up this podcast, the question for you is this: are you maturing?
Yes. Are you?
Are you growing?
Listen, if you are in the age range from, you know, I'm going to be generous, right? If you are 19 or above, I should say 18, but I'm going to be generous. Give them that little transitional year, right? If you are 19 or above, just make that decision. You will not regret it because I'm telling you, I feel so fulfilled, right? It's a better feeling because, again, I still like to do some of the things I did when I was a kid, right? In that 50% free time when I'm not working on the stuff that I've been doing over this break, I'm just watching TV or I'm playing a video game, you know? I'm chilling. So, you know, video games, they're the essence of you know, just putting your mind into this other world for a certain amount of time. But I mean, also I make sure I genuinely, and this is just age, I can't play a video game for more than 3 hours straight without getting a headache. So I have to stop at a certain point.
There you go.
So yeah.
Yeah, if you're like older and you play a lot of video games, you should probably be considering that you're not maturing very well.
Well, let's say this. If video games are invading your responsibilities, then yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
You should make that decision. Now, again, you budget out your time. You got that 50% of free time that's not dedicated to a personal productive project. Boom. Play some video games, dude.
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
Take a load off. Spider-Man's a pretty cool video game. Play that one.
And if you're old like me, make sure you continue to mature healthy and love healthy and don't revert back.
Yes.
Don't have a midlife crisis and revert back to immaturity. That's dumb.
Dang. My dad said you a bozo if you're doing that. You're a clown. Honk, honk. Dang. He said that's dumb.
That's dumb.
That's bozo stuff.
Don't revert. Continue to mature.
And you know what? If you're a parent, tell your child you love them.
In fact, tell them you love them very much.
Tell them you love them. Tell them that God made them special.
And he loves you very much.
And then say, bye.
Bye.
And then abandon your kids. Leave. Just kidding. Okay, actually,
thank
bye.
Thank you for being with us.
For
sharing what we were sharing. But thank you for being with us.
Thank you
for being with us.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.